was Christmas Day 2009, a sunny morning with scattered clouds, pleasantly cool, quiet on the roads as many Oroville celebrate with family and friends as the year draws to a close. The temperature range today and through the weekend shows 23 to 27 degrees, with northeasterly winds 18 to 25 kilometers per hour. Christmas occurs during the winter solstice, unique among the days of the year, the time of the longest night and the shortest day. The dark triumphs, but only briefly, for the solstice is also a turning point. From now on, the nights grow shorter and the days grow longer, the dark wanes and the sun waxes in power, and from the dark womb of the night, the light is born. The time a savior, a sun child, is born to a virgin mother. The mother designated Christmas as the festival of the return of the light. And here's a last-minute announcement called Last Minute Fair at the Youth Center, featuring food, drink, games, activities, and music from the Krishna McKenzie Band Emergency, from Zamsanga, and other musical brothers and sisters. The Last Minute Fair will start at 2:30 this Saturday, 26 December, and continue until late. And on Sunday morning, the 27th, this for all the running enthusiasts. A run to Usteri Lake Estate. It's about 14 kilometers. Breakfast will be provided there and returned by bus. Those runners who are interested to do this distance may gather in front of Matramandir office 6 a.m. Sunday the 27th. Here's an excerpt from Sri Aurobindo's Life Divine. Our substance does not end with the physical body. That's only the earthly pedestal, the terrestrial base, the material starting point. As there are behind our waking mentality vast ranges of consciousness, subconscious and superconscious to it, of which we become sometimes aware, and so there are behind our gross physical being other and subtler grades of substance with a finer law and a greater power which support the denser body and which can, by our entering into the ranges of consciousness belonging to them, be made to impose their law and power on our dense matter and substitute their higher, more intense conditions of being for the grossness and limitation of our present physical life, impulses and habits. If that be so, then the evolution of a nobler physical existence, not limited by the ordinary conditions of animal birth and life and death, disorder, disease, subject to poor and unsatisfied cravings, ceases to have the appearance of a dream. And that evolution becomes a possibility founded upon a rational and philosophic truth, which is in accordance with all the rest that we have hitherto known, experienced, or been able to think about the overt and secret truth of our existence. May the new light illumine all your thoughts and your lives and govern your hearts and guide your action from the Mother. The news is an echo in the lives of Aurovillians. For further information, contact AurovilleRadio.org. Merry Christmas and thanks for listening.